Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
It's a pay-to-play situation.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, on his recent visit to Washington, D.C.
We have the privilege of listening to several congressional members that are working hard to reform trade, that are supporting President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum, and I think would look very favorable towards country of origin labeling. All of these members of Congress were supporting the president's trade reforms and were catching a lot of heat from their own party. But what I learned that was quite alarming was this, that there is a pay-to-play system built right into Congress. Committees like the Appropriations Committee and the Ag Committee, they're labeled as being committees that are A category, B category, C category, or don't care category. In other words, the committees in which the lobbyists will pay the most are the A committees, like the Appropriations Committee. And the price of being a chairman is $1 million. And a price of being a subcommittee chairman is $500,000. And for a seat on the committee, some members of Congress were offered a seat for $300,000. Now, the money, according to the representative, goes to the National Republic Congressional Committee. I wasn't aware of it. If you have a committee like the Agricultural Committee that has a lot of lobbyists, those lobbyists will work with a potential committee chair to make a donation to the National Republican Congressional Committee, and there's supposed to be a committee comparable to that for the Democrats. So this isn't just one party. This is how Congress functions.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA. And now some positive news about what our American cattlemen are doing. Here's Patrick.
When you look at it, Bill, cattlemen and women are extremely important in supplying the food for the world.
That makes them extremely, extremely important.
That's Jim McCann, a cattleman, a fifth-generation cattleman in southwestern Missouri, commenting on the vast importance of cattlemen and women feeding a rapidly increasing world population, getting hungry every day.
I don't care how many people there are on Earth, every one of them is going to eat. Right. So our industry, well, American beef specifically, because there's no better red meat product in the world than American beef. It's safer, it's cleaner, and it's more nutritious than anything else you can find out there. It doesn't exist.
And McCann is part of that NCBA Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. And we spoke to him at the recent National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Phoenix.
Yeah, we're here spending a lot of time and a lot of effort of our own money are trying to create things that are going to enable us to stay viable and stay as producers to feed the world.
And that's true sustainability, staying viable, staying profitable. And it's important to be thinking this way because there are a lot of threats. Jim McCann comments on the biggest threat.
Government intervention, but with current Washington, D.C. leadership, oh yeah, they're looking a whole lot better. Probably we've overcome probably 20 years worth of junk in a short period of time. But you know what? We still got to be in Washington, D.C. And we have to make sure that he understands what is going on and how it's going to affect us. I sat on this committee and there's 150 different non-government organizations that are represented in this committee. It's hard to get a consensus out of six. We're trying to do it with 150 to 200.
And there's a wide variety of organizations involved in this sustainable committee.
Involved in all of this are numerous environmental organizations, animal rights organizations, because they're the ones that are creating all the noise that are actually causing us some pain. So a sustainability document is going to happen. It's got to happen.
That's Jim McCann, a fifth-generation cattleman in southwestern Missouri. Stay connected on Twitter with Cattle News USA. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.